kind of frustration right now with training camp, and you're kind of into the grind now? What's
I probably wouldn't use the word frustration. It's part of the transition, I guess, is the word I've been using. It's that third week of the preseason. It's an important week. We're really kind of using this week still to kind of work against ourselves, not necessarily spending a lot of time on San Francisco right at this point in the week. So we're still in training camp mode, Broncos versus Broncos, which is important. It's a great challenge to both sides of the ball. So there's obviously been a huge adjustment, and it's all just part of the process, but I can't necessarily specify any frustrations.
Just a different learning curve, though.
Yes, ma'am. Sure. Yes, it is. It's very different, a different routine, different practice schedule, and that's just part of the adjustment process.
Some of the San Francisco coaches, a couple times, including yesterday, have said that they weren't actually pursuing you in the offseason. Is that true? I mean, it seems like you were pretty upfront about saying who you talked to and through this.
Yeah, I can't speak for them. It's pretty well documented sort of how all that went down in the off season. So not really going down memory lane.
How has your relationship evolved with John Elway since your signing? Is he boss, confidant, compatriot, friend?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, certainly John's out here at practice every day. I think he's very available to all the players. You know, he's in there when you're in there eating lunch. You know, he's in there at a table. And he certainly seems to me has his pulse on everything. You know, I know he and the other personnel guys are, this is always that toughest time of the year for them, making decisions on personnel. But you know, he and Coach Fox have told all the players they have an open door policy, that if there's ever any question or a concern, to come in and see him, and it's nice to have that kind of policy. So,
but, how about with you though?
Well, I mean, certainly during training camp, you know, I've been pretty honed in to the routine that all the other players are in. I mean, I'm meeting, you know, a ton with Mike McCoy and Adam Gase, and Coach Fox comes in there and watches film. You know, John doesn't come in there and watch film with the players, with the coaches. You know, I know he's doing that on his own. So, John's been very helpful to me, and I think all the quarterbacks, you know, can use him as a resource when it comes to playing quarterback.
I've interviewed a lot of Olympians, and they all tell me the same thing. When they wake up in the morning, they're thinking gold medal. That's their mindset. For you, when you wake up and start your day, are you thinking Super Bowl and what I have to do to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, the difference, you know, mostly Olympians, more individual sports, I assume that's who you've been interviewing mostly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, difference when you're talking to a, you know, player on a team sport in football. So that is our goal as a team every day. That's why we're working hard. That's why we, you know, push through 2-a-days. That's why we'll be lifting weights here, you know, in 10 minutes and, you know, trying to get better. You know, a lot of time and a lot of things are going to happen between now and when the Super Bowl is played. And so our goal, you know, right now is to try to, you know, get better this week, play well against San Francisco, and try to beat Pittsburgh.
And for you, you're not 22 anymore. I mean, you know that there's only a certain amount more years. Can you kind of put in this perspective, like, that mindset? Like, I can't blow this day because of one fewer day, one less day.
I really have tried to play with a sense of urgency since I've been 22 years old. I think it's only fair to the players on that current team that you give your very best. We all know that there's not many players, the same players aren't on the team in 2012 as they are in 2013. So it's only fair to the people here that you're giving your best effort in trying to have a sense of urgency and trying to win now.
Hey, is this the greatest litmus test week for you guys to find exactly where you are?
What does that mean exactly?
In terms of the playing the most time out there and getting the most opportunity to go out there and put into practice what you guys have been learning?
It's hard to say. Coach Fox has not addressed the playing time scenario. And we played a good bit last week, which unfortunately means that some of the other guys, you know, maybe did not get to play as much. And so I don't know whether that'll factor into the decision, how much we'll play. Like I said, we really are kind of going Broncos versus Broncos. You know, at least we did today. I'm sure we'll get into San Fran later in the week. So you'd have to give him, I mean, he'd have to give you probably a better answer to that. So however much we play, it'll be a great test. It's a different type of defense, which is always good. And, you know, they're an excellent team.
However, the course of their year, has your kind of relationship with your backups changed? I know they kind of some older veteran guys early, but in terms of what you ask of them, what you try to teach them?
Well, certainly, you know, You spend the most amount of time with your other quarterbacks over here during the day, constant meetings with them. And so, this is a new experience for me. I'm still kind of getting a feel for how, Coach McCoy and Adam Gase, set up the meetings. And so I'm learning, but certainly watching the same film together. We've done different projects. Sometimes you get late in the season, maybe you're not able to see every game yourself. You may use, somebody like Brock to watch a game and say, hey, tell me what blitzes that they ran in this game. And so, we're all in there together, all trying to win. These guys are getting ready to play. I'm getting ready to play, yet we're all trying to help each other at the same time. And it's a great group of guys this year. Adam, Webb, and Brock are all hard workers, all eager to learn, and fun guys around to be in the room as well.
Do you feel invested in their development and helping them become a better quarterback? So I do.
Yeah, like I told somebody earlier, Adam Gase is their coach, but he and Mike McCoy encourage all the young players to ask the veteran players questions. I mean, I've heard the DB coach encouraging guys to ask Champ questions, and so when those guys have questions, I certainly am glad to answer them. Certainly, some of the plays that we're running that came from the Indianapolis offense, I do have some knowledge of those plays. So I try to share everything I can with them for that. Yet, I'm not their coach, and don't pretend or try to be, but I do try to be there as a resource for them when they have questions.
Hey, in order to feel ready for the regular season, do you feel it's necessary for you to come out after halftime and play a little bit?
I don't necessarily. It's whatever Coach Fox and them, say, whatever they feel is best, that's what we'll do.
The first unit got a touchdown last week. How important is it for you to get that first touchdown pass?
In the preseason, I don't say necessarily, super important.
Okay, and last one, Cammie, please.
Chatting with Luke Del Rio, high school season starts tomorrow. He was mentioning how he kind of hammered you with questions. It sounds like he was pretty eager and active when he was out here. Would that be accurate?
Well, yeah, Luke was here, and I could relate to what he was going through when I was in high school. Jim Mora, the old, head coach of the Saints before he came to the Colts, allowed me to go out there and sit in meetings and actually got to practice with him a little bit, which may have been as nervous as I've ever been in my entire life. Luke kind of helped us out kind of in drills, but they didn't put him in there with the offense, but I was in there and looking across at Pat Swilling and some of these guys, and I was 17 years old, which was a great experience for me going to college. And so I know Luke, this will be a great experience for him, just seeing listening to meetings, and that was big for me, just hearing about different ideas on coverages. We allowed him to do some of the drills, the quarterback drills that we were doing, and he's still in high school, so I'm looking forward to keeping up with him this year. He's a great kid. I've known Luke. He came to our football camp when he was in high school as a freshman, I want to say, and I've known Coach Del Rio for quite some time, even going back when he was in New Orleans years ago. He used to be my neighbor, actually, in New Orleans. So it'd be fun to keep up with him this year playing over at Valor.
It sounds like it's definitely something he didn't take for granted. I mean, he sounded like he knew exactly kind of the opportunity he was getting. Did you get that?
Well, usually you have to be probably related to a coach, or maybe your dad maybe had to have played quarterback there for 14 years to get that kind of access. So not just anybody off the street would be allowed to do that. And so I felt fortunate. My dad did the radio for the Saints back in that time. And so, Jim Mora allowed me to come out there. And then this was like during OTA, so it's serious business for them. And so, yes, it is not something that I took for granted at all. It's a unique, valuable experience. I've never thrown to that kind of, speed before. And it really helped me when I went to college. And so I know it'll pay dividends for Luke. And, you could tell that he knew it was a special opportunity. And it's good to hear he took advantage of it.
Thank you, Peyton.
Okay.
Thank you.